In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Today, we celebrate the Divine Liturgy in commemoration of the Akathist, the hymn that was written so many years ago to commemorate events in the 7th century where the city of Constantinople was under siege and under attack and under threat of destruction. And the people there asked and sought the intercession of the Theotokos to her son and to their Lord for protection and for salvation. And indeed, on a number of occasions, they did this over that period of time and even later in history. And in gratitude and with joy, because their prayers were heard, this beautiful hymn of the Akathist was prepared to offer, as I said, gratitude, but to express in very beautiful words the relationship that the Theotokos had and has with her son, the recognition that, as we heard in this gospel, that Mary gave the glory, if you will, to God for this beautiful event of the Annunciation, and that it gave an example and gave direction to those who may have not understood from where their help and their salvation came. And so this weekend, this Saturday of the Akathist, is just like next weekend, is a bridge, a little bit of a bridge, because we're celebrating today this hymn, this Akathist in this liturgy. And we heard the gospel about this event that we hear in the Paraklesi service all throughout the year, and we hear during the feasts of Mary. But we also heard in the epistle from Hebrews that Janine read about the sacrifice and about the preparation for the sacrifice that in the Old Covenant the high priest would do once a year for the sins of the people. We've spoken about this before. So we're remembering in the moment, but we're also preparing ourselves for what will come for us this year as we move into Holy Week, but also for us in our lives. Because the old was, as we know from the words of our Lord, He didn't come to abolish it, He came to fulfill it. Not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. And so we don't discard or forget or not look to the old to help us understand, to help us see in those events that occurred, that took place over 2,000 years ago and thousands of years before that, in our focus and where it should be. And that's in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because as we know, they would try to find the most perfect animal for sacrifice. But yet, they weren't perfect. They still had blemishes, as we heard in the epistle. But our Lord offered Himself as a perfect, unblemished, complete, full, once for all sacrifice. And that's what we will, once again this year, commemorate in Holy Week. So we look forward to that, and that's why we look this weekend and we give ourselves some encouragement, but also time and opportunity to do what we can to understand and to grasp this event, this unknowable, knowing God the unknowable in His offer and His sacrifice. And so that's what we celebrate today. And we say in the liturgy that he is the perfect sacrifice, that he fills all things, that he offers himself once, but it's never depleted, we talk about in the Eucharist. And so our Lord, no more the old covenant in terms of the sacrifice, there's been one sacrifice. But it's, for those who accept it, fulfills all things and forever. And so this is the epistle that we heard. This is the gospel we heard. This is how these two events are connected. And it gives us an opportunity to ponder on these things as we continue on in our journey. Tomorrow we will hear from the gospel from Mark, and we will hear about serving and service and what our Lord said to his disciples. And then as we approach next week with the Saturday of Lazarus and Palm Sunday, then we begin our journey once again this year. So may our Lord continue to strengthen each and every one of us as we continue on in our journey towards Golgotha and to his glorious resurrection.